Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
He is Kyle Wallace, and I want to stay with Kyle Wallace on something that he brought up earlier in the show.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to make it... I actually don't want to make this an attack on you.
Oh, yes. When somebody says, I don't want to make this an attack on you. Let me just go ahead and put on my body armor.
So Ben Bruss, Kyle, I swear to God, I'm not going to set you up.
All right, now don't go to hell.
Actually, by the way, you make yourself sound a certain way that people get after you. So I don't even know why I'm qualifying any of this. Brad Nordman, Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe, UKBA Nation at 800-990-3776. Congrats to everyone the Iron Jock hoodie, because that was
Dominic New Berlin.
That was a hot, hot phone line.
You're gonna like it. You're gonna
like
it.
It's a hot, hot hoodie too. YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Kyle started the show out. These are just gonna be facts. This is not a tech. Saying that it was not a bad loss to the Eagles, and he is optimistic that the Packers will turn it around. And so then I'm asking myself, okay, I'm willing to field this question. I will admit, I'm struggling right now on my answer, but I want to see who you guys have for this question. Who do you have the most belief in to turn this around? And it can be anybody on the Packers team, organization, coaching staff. I don't care who it is. I just want someone to tell me who they believe in most to make sure that this thing turns around, where we're not having the same conversations about the inconsistencies of this team, the penalties, you name it. Who is the person that comes to your mind that you believe in most to turn this around? 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking text line. Now, let me say this. The person who I want to say, and the person that I wish I could say, is Josh Jacobs. But with them being 20th in the league in rushing, losing Elgton Jenkins, losing Tucker Kraft, and simply put, like, he's been really good with what he's been given. He's getting hit a lot earlier, making that quick jump cut, but there's still not places for him to go to be as successful as he once was. He's still playing at a high level, not getting the numbers that I think is deservingly of what he's capable of because of the offensive line, but I can't say that in the red zone and in first and goal, the fourth and goal, I give it to him every time. He finds a way in that end zone. But holistically, how does this team turn around? Who do you trust and believe in?
I'll let you have the floor on that one because you're the belief guy.
Thank you, Brad. As I took a deep breath like Josh Jacobs did after he had to talk about hearing the defensive lineman from
the Philadelphia Eagles saying inside zone.
But, I mean – this is going to sound odd, but...
You're going to say Matt LaFleur, aren't
well,
you?
Well, because he's...
Oh, wow.
Matt LaFleur has nothing but a proven track record of getting this football team right.
I lied.
I understand.
Get his ass.
No, I understand and I get it. A lot of us are down on Matt LaFleur because what have you done for me lately? That is the way society absolutely is. But 3-4 weeks ago, y'all weren't talking... After the Steelers game, y'all weren't talking about, oh, Matt LaFleur is just garbage. And so, again, he has been inconsistent. The offense has been very inconsistent all year long. But Matt LaFleur has shown us in the past that he has the ability to create a great offensive game plan for the team to execute. I do think this is partially on Matt LaFleur for his play calling, but also the overall execution of this football team has not been to the level that it needs to be at, whether it's the offensive line, whether it's the alignment, whatever it is, but that does fall on his shoulders. So with that falling on his shoulders to coach the guys up, with it falling on his shoulders to call the plays, Matt has been successful before. He's gotten us to an NFC championship game before. He's gotten to be the first ever 7 seed in NFL history to win a playoff game. Like, he's been able to do that for us. So I'm going to have faith faith in Matt LaFleur that he's going to be able to figure it out. It's football. It's not rocket science. There's other teams and other coaches that have been able to beat the two high safety look. So he's going to be able to figure this out. So I'm putting all my faith in Matt LaFleur based off what he has been able to do as a head football coach for the Green Bay Packers in the NFL. He has a track record of success.
You said track record.
Yeah.
Brad, that's all I can go off is his history.
The recent track record's pretty rough,
Kyle, do you ever make a definitive statement?
Yeah, I make a lot.
My blind grandmother has better sports takes than you. Colin,
wow,
in the 303.
Colin,
you tell your blind grandmother, 800-990-3776, she should call in and maybe get a job. We need some older generation seasoned folks out here. And why are you making fun of your blind grandmother?
I don't know if he has one. I think he's just kind of getting at you. Well, Brad, what do you got?
I got Jeff Hafley. Jeff Hafley is the guy that I still believe in this team. One, because, I mean, you could look at the Dallas game and say that he wears responsibility for that tie. But what has this defense done since then? First of all, beforehand, they were killing it. And afterward, they've done quite well, too. A couple of garbage time touchdowns for, like, Detroit and Washington, a couple other of these teams, like Pittsburgh. But this team is, if they're going to win, it's going to be for a continued Herculean defensive effort. And he's proven to me that he can do that. Not only in the recent games have they done it. Seventh in the NFL so far for points per game this year. Top 10 last year as well. And down the stretch last year when the Packers were sort of, you know, refinding themselves and being able to make that playoff push, the defense was dialed in. Now, there was a couple times where I can envision the defense getting absolutely cooked, but even in last year's playoff game, it was special teams and offense that presented the that prevented the Green Bay Packers from beating the Eagles in that wild card matchup. The defense actually played quite well if it wasn't for the issues on offense and special teams. So that proves to me that in the big spots, the defense can show up. In big games, the defense can show up. And even though, yes, the Packers inexplicably gave up 40 to the Cowboys without CeeDee Lamb, what have they done since then? They've adjusted. He's adjusted. Obviously, having Parsons helps a lot, and the linebackers are playing great, and Cooper and Quay. But that cornerback room isn't doing great, right? But he is using ways to put his defense in good positions. He's a leader of men. The guys believe in him, and he is the one guy where I can say, you know what? I don't know what the offense is going to do. I don't know what the special teams is going to do, but that defense is going to ball out.
All right, let's get right to the Carbless Talking Text line because I love the passion of looking for optimism here.
Yeah, let's go.
Who
Cayman
in
Nation.
This franchise do you believe in most to turn this around? It could be anybody that you point to. Let's go to John with an H because we have a John without an H as well. So John in Milwaukee with an H, you're up on the Carbless Talking Text line.
I must be John with an H, so thanks for taking my call, guys. I hate to say it, but it might be also a combination with Brad's. I think Ed Policy's the guy, but I think Jeff Hafley executes it because I want to say that they're going to beat the Giants, but every time we say, oh, they're going to win, and here's why, they don't. And we play to the level of our opponent, and I think they lose to the Giants. I think LaFleur gets fired. And they might go with Hafley to see what he can do because they're worried about losing him to another team.
It's fair. Adam Schefter broke that on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy that Jeff owners have been calling about Jeff Hafley and how he could be a potential fit with the New York Giants. Dustin chimes in with Danny Whalen.
punter.
Let's go to John with no it says no O, but I think Strofe meant to say John with no H. So John in Milwaukee
Hot
without
going
the
on
H.
Back here. Cut me a break.
Keep calling Strofe. Make
go
a
ahead,
mark. 800-990-3776. John with no H. You're up.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Pretty well.
Good, John.
All right. Well, hey, Kyle, I'm sorry, but bleep Matt LaFleur. It's got to be Jordan Love's going to – he's got to go to Matt LaFleur and go, hey, I'm the captain now because you called uninspiring games. You are costing us a chance to do something special this year. The defense can't play better. Like, what are you expecting from them? Shutouts? That's not reasonable. They played lights out, and the offense has done jack squat to help them out. It's got to be Jordan Love or we're done.
Matt LaFleur has to allow Jordan Love to be the Jordan Love that we've seen. Does he have the trust? We talked with Rob Domofsky about that. If you missed any of our show with Rob Domofsky and others, listen back on the ESPN Wisconsin app or YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Let's go to Kim in Arizona. Kim, you are on the Carbless Talk and Text line with KBN. How are you?
guys, first time caller. I just caught your show right after I watched, listened to Bill Michael. So, but I'm a 66-year Packer fan, and I'm pissed off at hell. To answer your quick question on who can save the Packers or whatever that was, it's going to be Ed Policy, because I sure would like to be a fly on the wall when he has both booty and Hollywood eyebrows sitting across the table from him, and all he has to do is ask each one, why should I give you an extension? And then he's got papers in his hands to refute everything that each one said, because he doesn't want finger pointing at each one of them. He just says, guys, it's time for a change. Get ready to pack up your stuff, and we'll escort you out the building. And that's the way I feel. I'm going to get tired of this BS that we've gone through this season. My first one reaction was being a 7-10 team. Then we got the Micah, and I figured, okay, I'll revise it to 13-4. They're going to lose 6 out of these last 8 games.
Damn.
And they're going to end up with a 7-9-1 record. So there, I'm going to be listening to you guys for as long as you guys are on the air. So it's a first-time caller, so thanks for taking my call. Bye.
Yeah, Kim,
wow,
thank you, Kim. And I hope if that does happen, based off your passion, that you are the one that Ed Policy asks to escort them out. You deserve that with the passion that you
have.
Boy,
I tell you what, if his prediction comes true, they're lock and key. It won't work on that next Monday morning. They'll make the playoffs.
Like the guy in the video who tries to check.
Yeah, man.
The little parking spot, the little sign probably removed. Reserved for Matt LaFleur.
This football thing is driving fans crazy. Kim is mad.
Yes.
Kim is hot down in that.
He's a 66-year Packer fan.
He's seen it all.
Now, when he says 66 years, I wonder what that means.
Well, when would you start being a Packer fan,
35
year. No, you're probably 5 years old.
No, 4 years old. I think you get 4 or 5 years before you can
identify as a Packer
fan.
I was a 4 year old.
So maybe we'll call him 71, 66 years of being a fan.
He's seen it all.
I wouldn't try to put the man's age out there.
I'm just guessing. I'm not saying he is. Let's go to Mo in Illinois. Mo, what do you got for us at the Carbis Talk and Text Line? Who do you have faith to figure this out?
Nobody, but what I will say is the offensive line, they have to figure it out quick, fast, and in a hurry. Because football is won and lost in the trenches. This offensive line has to get better. I'm seeing the lack of play action. In my opinion, I don't think they're running play action because this O-line can't hold their blocks longer than 2 seconds.
That's a good point.
I watched the film. These defensive linemen are disengaging from Packers O-linemen so quick. I'm seeing Jordan Morgan looking in outer space when a defensive lineman is jumping in his face. You know, I played left tackle. My coach always told me if a defensive lineman jumps, you shove his you-know-what in the you-know-what. And they're just not physical enough. They need to fix it if the Packers have any chance.
But to hit him in the gut when them hands go up. Hit him in that stomach.
He's exactly right. Rob Domofsky said the same thing. O-line, for all the things going on, there's a lot of things going on. You're really limited when your offensive line can't pass block and can't run block, and they can't do either, and there's no easy fix.
Yeah, it's beyond disappointing to see the offensive line like this. They made a huge investment with moving Elgton Jenkins inside, signing Aaron Banks, signing Zach Tom to that contract, drafting in the first round Jordan Morgan, having Rashid Walker turn out to be a solid left tackle. And for them to perform like this as a unit is probably the biggest disappointment of the entire football team. I know we talk about Nate Hobbs and how it didn't work out, but guess what? Carrington Valentine and Keyshawn Nixon, they stepped up, right? They're not elite corners, but they've stepped up. This offensive line has been putrid and has been the Achilles heel of this football team this year.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but I agree with Ron. It's hard to put it on one guy, but Micah Parsons is our only hope. Need defense to score or minimally give this strophe-like offense a very short field to have any chance to win.
No, you need the defense.
Takeaways, turnovers. Yeah. They've been really good.
It's increased. That's great.
Four and four straight games.
But here's the big thing for me. Is Brad, you talked about the Cowboys game. What I need from this Green Bay Packers defense, I need for them to understand they need to play at an elite level every single game. I don't care that you're playing the Giants. I don't care that you're playing Jameis Winston. What I care about is y'all holding them not to score points. The Packers can score 25, 27, 35, but I expect 10 points or less by the Giants come Sunday. We need the Green Bay Packers defense to play at an elite level and be locked in the way they were last week against the Eagles.
It's a very unfair ask.
I understand, but when you want to rise to the next level, when you understand your offense has been inconsistent, you need to play at the level they did against the Eagles. The reason why
they did it against the Panthers. They did it all they needed to do.
The only reason they allowed
they
10
didn't score
points
in the red
the Eagles,
zone. 1 out of 5 against the Panthers. This is a red zone. Seven points against the Eagles. With Jordan Love turning the ball before half. It's on the offense, and you can't keep asking them to play it.
We have to. This is what you need. This is what championship teams do. Every single week, you know, oh, it's going to be a tough task going against this Packers defense. They need to play at an exceptional level every single week. Because too
You're
often with this Green Bay
Packers. You're just letting LaFleur and Love off the
hook. I'm not letting them off the hook. I'm just saying, I just need them to play at an exceptional level. It's going to be on them to lead this football team. But getting back to Love and LaFleur, I will say is that the reason why we should have faith in LaFleur is the fact that we have seen Jordan Love grow over the last three seasons. And that is because of who? Matt LaFleur. You saw the rebirth of Aaron Rodgers because of who? Matt LaFleur. You have seen this Packers football team win a lot of football games and win games in the playoffs, not get to where we want to be, under Matt LaFleur. So, again, that's why I have my faith in Matt LaFleur based off the fact that he was able to have the revitalization of the career of Aaron Rodgers. He was able to continue to have us become a winning football team again after
faith in Matt LaFleur, but you need the defense to hold the Giants and every team to an elite.
Then
you're asking them to be a Super Bowl team.
For reference.
Yeah, I want them to be.
The best
defense. But we have evidence that they're not doing that. So you're asking for everything that's not possible.
For reference, the best defense in the NFL right now, statistically, for points per game, is the Houston Texans. 16.7 points per game. You're asking the Green Bay Packers
awesome.
To do better.
They are awesome.
You're saying 14 points or less per game.
I know. I want them to be that 16 points. That's what it should. The losses are inexcusable. They are. The tie, defense didn't come. That was inexcusable as well. The losses are inexcusable. An offense like this with a third-year starting quarterback as your starter, you should be able to score more than 13 points, and 7 points. So that is all on the offense.
Right now, it's shaping up to Kyle looking outside his windows crying.
Oh, yes. I love to look outside my windows, and I don't need to cry because anytime I get to look at my windows, I understand how beautiful they are. And we are deep into the fall, and if you've been putting off those home improvement projects, this is a reminder that the cold weather is on the way. And one of the smartest upgrades you can make is replacing those old, drafty windows before the winter hits. With Universal Windows Direct, you get 36 months with 0% financing with equal monthly payments, same as cash. And also, check this, $1,000. Yes, a $1,000 bonus on your project. Don't wait until it's freezing out and your furnace is running overtime. Lock in your savings and upgrade your home today. Call 414-410-2000 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free home estimate today. Buy two, get two free. Energy savings, comfort, and serious value. Like me, you'll be saying, KB and Nation, I love my windows.
Brad Nortman, earlier in the show, we heard somebody talk about this championship window. You said something about this championship window that is resonating with the conversation we're having. So it's your time to cook, and it's not here, Brad, out. So don't mess it up. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
What's going on? Ben, come on.
It's getting tough. It's getting slow.
Ben, don't be pathetic. Your father's with your baby. They're listening. You got to be better.
I don't know where I'm at, but I'm giving it my all. I don't know what you're at either.
Stop humping the ground.
Yeah.
Get up.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I heard a knock, knock, knock on my door yesterday, and it was, of course, Lifetime Home Services. They came in, and I'm telling you, in less than 2 hours, Lifetime Home Services completely renovated baby Will's closet, his bedroom, his closet. It's now a complete finished product. It just reminds me that Lifetime Home Services, they can do it all under one roof. For us, it was custom closets. It could be full home renovations for you. It could be epoxy flooring for you. It could be cabinets, organization, clean air, radon safety, whatever it is. You're wondering, man, I wonder if Lifetime Home Services can do that for me. The answer is yes. So don't delay any longer. They've finally had the solution of, like, not juggling all the contractors, but bringing everything under one roof. So just like us, being able to have a custom closet for my little baby and giving his room the complete finished product it is now, Lifetime Home Services can do that and so much more for you. For over 30 years, families just like us have trusted Lifetime to make their homes safer and better looking. Trusted solutions, Lifetime results. Schedule today at LifetimeHomeServices.com.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe is running the show. UKB Nation at 800-990-3776. And if you want to continue to let us know who you believe in this franchise will make sure this is turned around moving forward, let us know. Again, Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776 or YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Now, somebody mentioned the championship window. And Brad, when you hear championship window with this Green Bay Packers team, what does it make you think about?
It makes me think that these windows are short. They're shorter than we think. And honestly, right now, the Green Bay Packers have never had a better moment to have the Super Bowl teed up right there in front of them. The ball sitting on the tee is just waiting to be hit, and the Green Bay Packers are insistent on swinging and whiffing it. There's never been a better moment for this team and the Green Bay Packers to win a Super Bowl, to actually push for contention for that. But they're blowing it right now, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. Because, guys, I want you to think about the landscape of this league. There's no great teams. We've said it week in and week out. Anybody can beat anybody. That is so rare. Most of the times, there's like two or three teams where you're like, oh, I don't know how you're going to beat them. But that is not the case this year. So it's wide open. Not only that, Jordan Love, 27 years old, he's entering that prime zone, 27 to 30, where most quarterbacks win their Super Bowl. Outliers occur, but the bulk of it occurs between 27 and 30. Not only that, these are the years before Jordan Love's contract becomes really punitive. Right? I mean, toward the end of the contract, that's when it starts to look like pretty big cap hit numbers that the Packers are going to have to mess around with in order to be able to extend it. But right now, it's still the early years. So you can go get a guy like Micah Parsons. He's your defensive enforcer, the guy we've been waiting on. Who's going to rush the passer? Who's going to be our defensive MVP? How can we get a top defense? Check. Top defense has been occurred. And oh yeah, that leads me to the defensive coordinator. The reason this thought actually started was because of these rumors that Adam Schefter had on today on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy in the mornings on 94.5 ESPN. And he
said, them rumors? He's got sources.
Sources. Excuse me, Adam. I didn't mean to call your journalism into question. Sources. And basically summed up saying an owner told him that he talked to the Giants saying that Jeff Hafley would be a good fit for someone like them for their vacant head coaching spot. And it got me realizing this D coordinator could be gone before we even know it. And ask other programs and organizations how easy it is to replace a great D coordinator. It's not easy. So for all those reasons, now is the time. And I feel like they're blowing it right in front of our eyes.
So I think Brad said a lot of right things, but I think he's missing a little bit here. I would agree, but does that still stand when you lose Elgton Jenkins, Tucker Kraft? You know what I mean?
It plays a role.
The injuries they've had. The offensive line isn't playing well.
Well, it's just on paper.
So on paper, yes.
This should be the year. But I think that's what's frustrating because we feel like there has been a buildup, right? Like, okay, the Aaron Rodgers years are over. So we're going to hit the reset button with Jordan Love and there's going to be a buildup back to true Super Bowl contention. Felt like this was the year. Felt like these were the things we were waiting on. An alpha D coordinator, a stud defensive player, Jordan Love entering his prime, and honestly a year where the teams aren't that great around the NFL. So on paper, you'd feel like this is the year. Because Jeff Hafley, he might not even be a Packer next year. But you are right, injuries occur. But even more so, it's just this lack of rhythm and identity that's preventing them from being able to be a top offense, which you got to have to be a Super Bowl contender.
Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, I think Brad's absolutely right where they're not capitalizing on this Super Bowl window that they do have. You got a lot of guys like a Romeo Dobbs, like a Christian Watson, who are still on this football team. We don't know what's going to happen next year when it comes to Romeo. But it does hurt us that we don't have Tucker Kraft, and Elgton Jenkins is a significant injury, despite how not well, in my view, that he was playing at the center.
And Rob Dombrowski. Obviously, yeah. LaFleur had his back, but I think everyone knows this wasn't a great experiment.
Yeah, you might actually be in a better spot if Sean Ryan knows how to actually call out certain things and pick up things for other guys. But just overall, yeah, I do agree that this Super Bowl window is open and they're not capitalizing on it because we look at what the rest of the NFL looks like, and this is a great opportunity. And so it is very disappointing as a Packers fan to see the one thing that has really been the golden ticket for the Green Bay Packers has been their offense. Like, the ability for the offense to score has been something that has been good for the Green Bay Packers under Matt LaFleur. And now, all of a sudden, it just, once you get that defense, now the offense is stalling out and running into some issues. So, Brad, you're absolutely right. This is the moment that they need to capitalize on it. And unfortunately, the offense is failing this team, and that leads to Matt LaFleur failing his team at this moment.
Jason in Sheboygan is piggybacking off Brad. Let's go to Jason on the Carbless Talk and text line. 800-990-3776. You're with KBN.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Real quick, Brad, I agree with you. And I want you to expand on my thoughts. Number one is I think this window is a lot closer to being closed than people understand. Facts. First of all, you have $55 million going to Jordan Love. I believe in today's NFL, To have that window open more, you need a rookie contract under quarterback. Number two, You gave a lot of money to Michael Parsons. He's doing well. Don't get me wrong. But that's going to, in the future, going to hurt. You have a lot of young receivers. Some of them are going to have to get paid soon. And the biggest thing I see is there's a different season. You got regular season and playoffs. And what I've been seeing in the playoffs, it goes the defensive line, offensive line, and able to run the football. And I don't see Green Bay doing that this year.
I mean, you make a lot of good points. I would only push back on a couple. I think that you can win a Super Bowl. I mean, look at Mahomes, even last year with Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. They were on their second contracts. So that is one way to do it, is get a rookie quarterback and have an elite team around him. That is one legitimate formula. I think a legitimate formula is also having a franchise quarterback and paying him what the quarterback market is. But you're right. I mean, Jordan Love's contract and Micah Parsons' contract, backloaded in cap hit, even with an expanding cap, that will come eventually to, you know, harness a little bit of what they're able to do, but it's just the young talent that he's talking about, young receivers.
You go money right away. I go right to where he ended with the how games are won in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I hate to even bring it up, but how games were won in the regular season for the Brewers versus how the games were played in the playoffs, it's two different things. And it always is two different things. And it's obviously much harder in the NFL because it's not a seven-game series, it's a one game, which could be an advantage to you or a disadvantage if your team is not set up to succeed in the thinnest of margins. And right now, they're not winning in the thinnest of margins. They're winning with all of the inconsistencies that they've shown. And if those inconsistencies show up against, you know, teams that are better than them or slightly better than them, and they continue to have the problems that we're seeing, that's where my worry goes.
Yeah, again, with this Green Bay Packer football team.
Oh, you sound defeated.
No, I mean, we're talking about championship windows. One thing to talk about whether or not you think these guys are going to bounce back, but when you look at the championship window and you look at what the league is around them, how excited we were just a couple weeks ago is complete opposite of what we are today. That's why this game against the Giants is a huge football game, not because of are you going to win or are you going to lose, but the fact that how does the team respond? How does the offense look? Can you finally shake yourself off that stench and stink of what this offense
has been? We've now named the game for this week. It's going to change, but we have a huge game.
Huge game.
There. We had must it win. Is. We had measuring stick. We had character. We had statement game.
Well, a measuring stick, that's it. How did they measure against a really good football team?
Not good enough.
Not well.
They lost by three.
Yeah, but they also...
They were in the fight, to Kyle's point.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they also measured poorly.
Thank goodness for the defense.
Offensively. Yeah.
Thank goodness for the defense.
The defense not getting enough love here, Strofe. Everybody just poo-pooing on the offense.
Well, the offense
as we
was
should.
Stinky doo-doo.
As they were stinky. They was the baby
was
doo-doo in y'all house. That's how bad that doo-doo was.
The offense was worse than the defense was good.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a fun sentence.
No,
it's
was.
Not.
I mean, no. But
it's a good sentence, not a fun
sentence. It's an interesting analysis I had not heard yet.
Do you think
they need more dogs across the board? Yeah. More dogs. You lost your dog in Tucker Kraft.
They got some dogs on defense.
Yeah, they got some. We need some more dogs on offense.
Evan Williams had one bad play, and that was the touchdown. But great, that was a great player making a great play.
Yeah. And tune
Evan Williams had a great game otherwise, though.
Tune in to us Friday for Green Bay props and preview, where you give our dog of the game. And then tune into Green Bay game night, as a lot of people did, I saw, to catch the analysis from Homer and Tausch, where you can hear their dog of the game. Brought to you by Sit Means Sit, and if your dogs don't always listen, you ask yourself, why don't they listen to what I say? Look no further than Sit Means Sit. You can have a happy, confident, and obedient dog. Contact Sit Means Sit Dog Training in Milwaukee or Waukesha to schedule that free consultation, because Matt's team will help take care of you. Whatever problems you're having, he'll sit down, have that consultation, make a plan with you, and then boom, you're having that happy, confident, obedient dog. So SitMeansSit.com. Check out the Milwaukee or Waukesha pages. Wheel of Strofe.
Got about that.
Yeah, he says it's good, like always. Next.
Really good.
Wheel of Strofe!
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dread-headed brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Stay off the injury report of life. And I'm telling you, if you've got those pains in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, you are firmly on it. But QC Kinetics has the tools to get you off of it. That's because QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. No surgery, no pain, no longer recovery. Just a quick way to let your body's own healing properties at the cellular level get you back to feeling the way that you always used to. help you restore and repair damaged tissue, reduce inflammation, and relieve pain at its source. You'll be amazed, just like I was, when you go to the locations, either the Greenfield or the Mequon, right here in Milwaukee, to be able to see all the tools in their toolkit to give you your life back. Waste no more time. Your pain-free life is waiting for you on the other side of your free consultation. And it's on the other side of this phone call to QC Kinetics. 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298.
We've been waiting all show for this. It's Kyle Bruston-Nortman with you till 5 o'clock. Our producer, Alex Strofe's time to shine on the Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Another day, another buckaroo.
Well, I probably should say another week, another buckaroo, because it's the first time we've done it this week, and it's Wednesday already.
Yeah.
You were out yesterday?
I was up in Green Bay Monday for my game day, so I haven't been on the show yet this week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Crazy. That's right.
It's been awesome.
It's been interesting.
You know you don't mean that.
Wheel of Strofe!
Oh, whoa, you broke it.
Did you break it again?
Spun the wheel right off the spigot.
That was awesome, and it was red.
Yeah, get to work.
Yeah, punishment for taking off.
Can I say that I hated running 3.5 miles, but also loved it? So my legs.
You had to run
3.5 miles
so they could speak for the Oregon game?
Yes, because
they hadn't scored 9 quarters or something. They scored seven points, so you had to run
3.5 miles.
Were you sore?
Not really. I said to myself, boy, I wish I had to do, because yesterday I was at home, I was like, I should probably run, but I didn't have like an incentive or anything pushing me to. Like, being fat isn't enough of an incentive yet. I haven't let myself totally go. And my legs felt so good, because I don't do anything active like that. And now I'm playing Padel, and I'm having so much fun.
All right, Wheel of Strofe.
I'm getting pretty good at this.
Wheel of Strofe.
Oh, it definitely sounds.
It sounds
good.
Broken.
Sounds different.
I think I broke it. Oh, yellow! Thank goodness.
Hey, I love when people do things that are smart. And in today's society, in today's day and age, oftentimes people don't always do things that are obvious and smart. But finally, oh, finally, a sports league has taken the advice of its viewers and made the right decision. Announced yesterday, the NBA is changing its All-Star format. This year will feature 3 teams of 8 players each. USA Team A, USA Team B, and an international team. They will all compete against one another in a round robin leading to a championship game.
Team.
Oh, I will too, but crowning a champion. And the selection process will still be the same. 5 starters and 7 reserves from each conference, and then they will be broken up into 3 teams. This is great. We've all been asking for this. Why did it take so long is my only question. I love it.
Yeah, that is brilliant. There was ideas of like one-on-one matchups. Like, ain't nobody going to watch that.
I'm thinking of the international team. Just comes to mind. Luka, Giannis, Wemby, Jokic.
Shoot, Josh Giddey this year.
Yeah, the Australian.
Yeah.
That's Aussie, a tough Aussie, team. Aussie, oi, oi, oi.
Yeah, all he's got to do is drive and pass.
Yeah, and he's doing a good job of doing that this year.
Although, that will be so Jokic, fun. Wemby, and Giannis on the floor at the same time?
It's ridiculous. But
is that possible?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, with Wemby it is.
Wemby can shoot.
Jokic can knock and space it out. Yeah. And Giannis goes to work down low.
Yeah, that's a lot of.
Dang.
Who's their point guard, though?
Luka.
Luka
can play point.
Oh, Luka. Oh, my gosh.
Is that ridiculous?
Yeah.
Isn't Shea Gilgeous.
He's Canadian.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh my God.
That is
Shea, Luka, Giannis, Jokic, Wemby.
That is ridiculous.
That's
beat
like
that.
That's with like 5 of the top 8 stars in all the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, you have MVPs galore there.
Joel Embiid.
Oh yeah, his knees is falling.
He's on the USA national team.
He is. Oh. He's a traitor. He left Cameroon to be part of the bad guy. Oh, very good guy.
He won.
Like,
he won a
medal.
I know, but like, dude.
Yeah, are you going to join Cameroon or U.S.?
He was Kane, not from the U.S. He literally left so many people. Giannis
he ain't
never.
Getting no medal with Cameroon.
Giannis has been here just as long, just about.
Why does it sound?
It sounds like Kyle's car. Hey, I got my car fixed. It doesn't sound like that anymore.
Green for money?
It was blue. for maybe feeling blue. The news comes out yesterday. Former Packers cornerback, the All-Pro Jair Alexander, stepping away from football to recover both physically and mentally. Also reported by Diana Rossini, he is contemplating retirement. I think we were all taken a little bit off guard when Saturday it came out, or rather it was Sunday, I guess it would have been, weeks all thrown off, that Jair would not travel with the Eagles to Green Bay just a week after they traded for him ahead of the NFL trade deadline. Alexander now stepping away from Philadelphia to contemplate his football future.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what he's going through, obviously, but it's a reminder. Like, when I walked into the Panther locker room, I was like, whoa, there's Steve Smith and Greg Olsen and Cam. And all. They're like, they're just guys, though. You know, they're just guys with, like, their own problems and own insecurities. And not that those guys have any of that, but I'm just saying, like, in general.
Of course
like,
not. Yeah,
we, like, we, friends, yeah. It's easy to, like, think of these guys as just, like, bulletproof, you know, nameless, faceless athletes and whatever. But it's just, it's true. These guys are just dudes that have their own problems. And just because you're great at football doesn't mean you're insulated from all the challenges that life can bring.
Man, I felt so bad for Jair, but then I thought about, damn, Jair's dad doesn't have it going on. He lied to us. He lied to us. He said that his son was going to have a hell of a bounce back year, and now his son is about
to
retire.
That's your takeaway?
I felt bad.
His dad?
But his
seemingly.
Dad had me all geeked up. And that was a lie. So, Goody, you were right.
I mean, yeah. Well,
Jair's dad says what's going on.
No, he doesn't.
Great song.
Well, he did say what was going on. He just couldn't predict the future exactly. Yeah, and Brad, I actually find what you say there a little bit interesting because I think there's a reality for every professional athlete of your own athletic mortality. And
sure.
I imagine the last few weeks, healthy scratches, apparently still dealing with a knee or a back injury, and now stepping away to contemplate his future, like, there's likely been a realization of football mortality that he's not the guy he once was. And that's, I imagine, a weird thing to deal with when your entire identity has been, for him and you, right, a football
yeah.
player.
You can understand the stroke. You played at high levels.
Well, from like, and you use the word identity, and it's the right word.
Are you taking a shot at me because I didn't ask you about your basketball mortality?
No, my mortality is much different than somebody who's getting paid millions in it and doing it beyond 1 year after college.
Yeah, and there's a stretch where Jair was one of the best in the entire world at what he was doing, right? And few people can ever say that. And as much as you don't want your identity to be like tied up in it, it just gets its tentacles around you. It just gets its arms on you. It's hard to loosen it off until you realize, oh my gosh, it's over.
And I think so.
Yeah, Stroh, why didn't you ask about my parents getting divorced a month into being overseas in Lithuania?
That's
it ruined me. My best mortality ended then.
I think some people owe
Is there
Jair.
Truth to that?
Partially.
Some people owe Jair an apology.
That's
everybody,
sad.
A lot of Packers fans and people are saying, oh, he's soft. He doesn't want to play. Like, dude, he's contemplating retirement. So this knee injury that, you know, maybe the Packers might have seen last year that they questioned it a little bit because they didn't initially put him on an IR. I don't know if they at first. So it is hurt.
Solid Wheel of Strofe, actually. Good energy.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Topics that engaged us.
I'm back, baby.
You ripped off the push-ups.
Best
beautiful.
I'm back.
Brad, why don't you tell us how you can get a good CD rate?
Oh, that's right. CD rate, checking, deposit, loans, whatever it is. Bank 5/9 has your back, and they have your financial future safely in their hands. If you're a bank, you don't just get randomly the prestigious Community Choice Award for best bank in the Milwaukee area. That is earned. That is earned by making people's lives better, and that is indeed Bank 5/9's mission statement. Make lives better. Of course they make the lives better of their customers. High levels of customer satisfaction, and people that are long-time customers have a high level of just knowing that their financial future is safe in the hands of Bank 5/9. Not only that, though, top workplace for 16 straight years, so their employees' lives are better. But even more so, nobody leans into the community like Bank 5/9. They focus on making the lives better of the southeastern Wisconsin community. Volunteerism, charitable giving, they make it a point to emphasize that to make sure that the lives are better of everybody around us here in the local area. So if you're looking for that true local community bank, Bank 5/9 is the only place to go. Stop in a local branch or visit them online at bank59.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
I believe Steve the Homer True will be joining us from Fiserv Forum, Marquette Place tonight.
Yeah, they're going to beat up on Little Rock.
I'm going.
Of course you are. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl. Big girl. Yeah, that's a big girl who did cha cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Bobbing him out of the chair. That's a big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette basketball.
Joplin to the basket. Oh, wow. He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle, Brust, and Northman.
The number 10, not just the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, but the start of your first monthly membership cost at Tsunami Express. That's right, for only $10 for your first month, you can become a member at Tsunami Express Car Wash. It is the premier car wash in the Milwaukee area because you paid too much for that car. It's worth taking care of, not only in the short term, but the long term. And for only $10 a month to start, you can become a member. This deal kicks off on November 24th, runs through the 30th, and it's available for in-store new members. So if you want to experience the best wash there is, go to Tsunami Express Car Wash and become a member like me. You're going to remember what that inside and outside wash feels like, and you're going to want to keep on coming back over and over and over, just like I do. Wash, chill, repeat with Tsunami Express Car Wash.
Joining us from Fiserv Forum is Homer. What's up, Homer?
I don't know. That's your job.
Sure is. Okay. I mean, let's slow down here. Sometimes you jump in right away, and today it's my job, so I'm good with either. But
right, well, just know in the future it's always your job. I won't jump in anymore.
I love
I usually
when you jump,
but Homer,
in
you when got... you're not when you don't ask me anything. I just happen to be there and.
But Homer, you have so much juice usually. Sometimes you're so eager to, you know, get your point across, we can't even wait for a question.
I'm lacking juice because I really can't comprehend what's going on with the Packers. I just can't understand how they're that bad, because the debate that I've always had about LaFleur is that he's good, but how good? Or the debate about Jordan Love is good, but how good? And now they're both part of crap. It's hard to comprehend how bad they were. Even, you know, they at least got moved the ball a little bit against Carolina. But, like, how many points in the last two games at home?
7, 13.
20.
20 points.
20
against
points.
30, against the Bears of 85. They should have scored more than 20 points in two home games.
Yeah.
And it's like nothing works. And my assumption is that – it certainly worked when he lost Jordan Love and had to go to Wills. It was like, okay, we're just going to run the ball. And he figured that out. Now they can't run the ball, and it's like he doesn't know what to do. So I'm assuming he'll figure it out, but it's so bad.
Assumption is based off of what? Just like, hey, it can't be this bad.
No, he's a successful coach. All these people are wrong that he has a good offensive mind. No, they can't.
If he doesn't turn it around, though, do you think he's the one
fired.
That will wear the blame and maybe not get extended next year?
Of course. He should. If they lose to the Giants and I was the president, I'd fire him.
Right then and there.
I put too much on. Now, if someone says there's no benefit to firing in the middle of the season, I would accept that as well. And so maybe I should think about that, because in general I've been against it. But they invested so much that I –
It is hard to comprehend, especially with the investment in the offensive line.
Yeah, that's
like
what
injuries felt like happening at that position, they'll be more prepared for. But if they're not playing at a high level and then you have injuries, now you're like, well, what the heck was the investment for?
Right. And it could be the injuries more than anything, the injuries to the offensive line and the injuries. But you just felt they had so much that there's only so bad they could be. And so I just assume he has to kind of – he'll figure it out and they'll be acceptable to where they can make a run at the end of the season to see what they can do. They just have too much talent to be this bad. And he's not a horrible coach. And when you compare him to somebody – well, granted, the number that everybody's going to use, appropriately so, is that the first 3 years – I had it here. Let me see. 39-10.
Mm.
Here it is. And since then, 33-26-1. Mm. I mean, that's That's bad. And again, he had Aaron Rodgers.
Well, it's not
for
bad, but
years.
It is relative to what you're used to in Green Bay.
Well, right, relative to 39-10. 39-10, that's one of the best 3-year records ever in the history of the NFL.
That's why we're seeing Aaron Rodgers' name pop up a lot more of maybe it was him driving more of the success
right,
for the
team.
Right,
but he was there the last year.
But he sort of checked out though a little
that's
bit.
Not
that
part
last
of the, that's not part of that 39 though. You almost need to break it up and put that last year into what.
Right, but if Rodgers had left after the third year, then you would say, okay, I get it. But he was there the first year
of the downfall
of this bad stretch. Yeah, that's true. The 33-26-1, and that's so maybe if someone says keep until the end of the year, I'm okay with that. But I just
see you do have stuff always, and it was great stuff.
Yeah, he was baffled. Just baffled.
Being baffled.
Yes.
Because we're baffled.
Well, who's got
too.
The answer?
We're all figuring it out together. No one does. Matt LaFleur's got to fix it. It's on him.
It is on him. If he's anything close to what they say, it is totally on him.
2 minutes, Homer Hour, then Marquette Basketball.